99.9 Radio USA, Lady Antebellum, and Need You Now. 651, it's 31 degrees. We have great music from Keith and Miranda together. We Were Us is coming up, but right now, let's get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Tennessee cop ended up losing his job after he went nuts when called to a report of an intruder at a local dollar store, and he blew away the intruder. The intruder? A tiny squirrel that had somehow wandered onto the premises. Officer Jody Putman, a 20-year veteran of the Mountain City Police Force, was dispatched to the store after a manager called Animal Control, but no one from that department was available. Well, the property owner says that Putnam initially set off mace and pepper spray to chase away the squirrel, but that only succeeded in getting all the store's customers to flee, a situation that the landlord called comical. Well, when he was alone with the rascally rodent, Putnam opened fire and struck the squirrel with a fatal shot, but he refused to file a written report about the incident as required, and that caused the city council to vote to fire him for insubordination. How about this one? A Swedish woman is on the hook for a bizarre crime in which she allegedly slapped a sleeping man with a fish before robbing him. The man, whose name was not released, phoned cops to report that he was peacefully napping in his home when something fishy happened. Namely, he was smacked in the face by a gal wielding a mackerel. While he was still figuring out what in the heck happened, she swiped $300 from him, then helped herself to some food from his kitchen. A police spokesman says the two knew each other and lived together sometimes. Await the outcome of that whole situation. How about this one? A bird-brained Connecticut man got tossed into a cage last week after he went crackers by assaulting a cop with a deadly parrot. The officer was responding to a report of a street fight when he spotted Louis Santana trying to sneak away from the scene with the bird in tow. In an effort to get away, Santana hurled the parrot at the deputy, scoring a direct hit when the critter chopped down on the deputy's finger. The cop caught up with Santana, who had climbed through the bathroom window of a nearby building to hide. He was charged with disorderly conduct, assaulting a police officer, and theft. Theft because the parrot had been stolen. There you go. There's your weird news this morning at 6:54.
Get the new